Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And
your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, he will also be presenting our words of encouragement. So I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. But before we bring him on the air, I'd like to take just a quick minute to thank everyone for taking time out of your daily schedules to join us first thing in the morning so that you can get your day started off right. Our program would not be here and would not be successful without all of you supporting us. I especially want to thank my sister in Christ, who I received an unexpected card and token of appreciation in the mail from, as well as Brother Bradshaw. I don't do this for any type of monetary gifts or acknowledgement. I do this because I enjoy doing it and because it gives me the opportunity to assist in sharing the word of God with others. So again, we thank you all so much for your daily support, and we appreciate the kindness of all of your hearts. And I truly, truly thank that sister. I also like to open the line up. We have a single prayer request, and I have not been doing that this week simply because the time that I go into work has changed, so it kind of limits what I'm able to do on the call. The caller 2542, please go ahead and state your prayer request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm asking, first of all, I want to say I have sinned and I repented, and I'm asking you all to pray for me that I'll be a stronger Christian. And I'm also asking prayers for Tony Porche, who has cancer, that I will say the right things, you know, to draw him to Christ. And pray for my family as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call. That God blesses us all in ways that we stand in need of, especially our drivers, our truckers, my husband, his friend, who is still going through some things with his wife, but he's going through them with her. So just pray that God continues to bless and strengthen them, that they notice that God has got his hands in their situation, and that if be his will, ends on a good note. I thank you, Sister Graham, for your prayer request. The next voice we hear will be that of Brother Willie Bradshaw, immediately following by our closing prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is February the 24th, and it is getting away from us. Boogity, boogity, it's almost out of here. But we do appreciate each one of you being on the call, and especially for Sister Graham, as she has repented of her sins. And, of course, we ask God's blessings upon that and then upon those whom that she says that might have a cancer around her. On yesterday in Paducah, Kentucky, Sister Frances Hamilton was laid to rest, one of our great members, one of our great friends. And so we want you to continue to be with that family as they had some people to travel from Texas to even do the funeral and all around the areas and so on. And we know about the snow. And matter of fact, there's still some snow in Nashville on the ground, still some in Paducah. So they're still dealing with the inclement weather in that particular area. So we want you to keep that, Francis. As a matter of fact, you used to couldn't say nothing but B.A. and Francis. They always go together, B.A. and Francis Hamilton. And so we want you to pray for that family. And then be with all the motorists, as Danielle has said before, be with all the motorists that's run up and down the highway occasionally, or more than occasionally. I have to drive a hearse. I work for a funeral home somewhat sometimes, and I have to drive the hearse. And of course, you know what kind of congestion that is on the highway. Sometimes you have to drive the limo, and you got families involved in that. So in all types of kinds of works, we certainly do need your prayers. And those who didn't get an opportunity this morning to click in on number one, we want you to let you know that we sure appreciate it. And those who continue to send monetary support to the work so that we can stay on the air, we're just so happy to have that and your cards of encouragement along the way. There's a Ladies' Day program. There's a ladies' program every Thursday night, at 7:30. I want you to join that if you can. All women are invited to attend the Zoom Women's Bible class on Thursday evening at 7:30. And they're studying Women More Than Conqueror. And that's what they're studying now. If you'd like some material on that, if you'd like to get more involved in that, you can send an email to bradshawlc@gmail.com. bradshawlc@gmail.com. And she'll make sure that you get all the, she'll send you through the mail the lessons. And then on Thursday evenings at 7:30, you just have a ball. Sometimes I'll be hearing them upstairs. I think they'd be having too much fun with this Bible study, and it's continued to grow. We have people on there all over in the Carolinas, in Tennessee, in Kentucky, in Illinois. Now in West Virginia, I think we picked up about 12 people in West Virginia just shortly here that's been on the program. And then of course we have our regular church program on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and then, of course, this program here. So just pass that along. You know, when I was thinking about evil, when I'm thinking about evil, and I'm thinking about, of course, the devil, and I'm thinking about how smart he is, and how sometimes ignorant we are and how stupid we are sometimes when we get involved in some of his shenanigans along the way. This doesn't have anything to do with politics, at least the way I'm trying to present it this morning, and that is the situation that happened in Washington on January the 6th had to have been somewhat part of the devil. Who would have thought that you could go to the Capitol? As many people as they have seen to go through their own tours, you wait till the people open the doors, you wait till the people show you around, and they point to this thing that. Who in their right mind could think that you could go in the way than the front door? Who would have thought that you could go through the window? Nobody but the devil. Who would have thought that you could bust through the front door against the will of the police officers and anybody other than the devil? And one thing that I have noticed about the devil, he will use a lot of innocent people sometimes to accomplish what he wants to do. He'll mix in. Matter of fact, when we were growing up, you probably don't remember. If you think back, you probably have been in the mix at some point in time with some bullies or something that was going on in school that you didn't pretty much want to take part of, but you was a bystander. You watched it occur or whatever, and that seemed to be the way the devil do. He sort of mixes little salt or something in a situation with good people and take advantage of it. Now, we noticed that there were a few people there who had body armor on and who had vests on and who had helmets and things like that. And you may have seen maybe 100 of them. But if you had looked around, them in the mix that they took advantage of, these people just had on common clothes. They just had on common pair of shoes. And this is not the first time that this has happened. These are some of the same people that go to Kroger's and put up a big fuss because they're out of peanut butter or they ain't got no crackers or something of that sort. And who in their right mind would go to a Walmart in the mornings? Aldermen not open 24 hours. Who would go to Walmart in the mornings and just because they're not open when you want them open and everything, you just bust out all the windows, just go on in there and shop like you want to shop or something. When I looked at what Satan did to Adam and Eve, to Eve, they had a conversation. And whatever form the devil was at that particular time, they were not afraid of him at that particular point. But he took on the form of a person in language because he communicated with them and they talked to them and they evidently talked back and forth about the situation when he said and they have had to had a conversation because otherwise Eve would not have said we can eat of all the trees in the garden except the one in the midst of the garden. And, of course, we already know that Satan is well reversed in the scripture. And so he already knew. He already knew. But this conversation is going back. He said, that one's in pretty good shape, too. He said, because, matter of fact, that tree is probably better than any tree in the garden. And because the day that you eat of that, you become as gods. Matter of fact, you smart now. But you'd be smarter, and some kind of way that rationale that resonated with them, and some kind of way it made sense. That's why they partook of the fruit, and of course we know the end of that story. But the devil already knew the end of the result of that, and he always do. He just don't tell you. He'll tell you to rob a bank, but he don't tell you how you're gonna get away. And so Satan is good at sowing the seed, at sowing the seed. You know, he throws a rock and then hides his hand. And the same way with Jesus, when he tempted Jesus, he took him up on the mountain. He took him on the mountain and showed him all the things. Now, why hadn't Jesus seen that before? I mean, didn't his daddy create all that? And so here now Satan is creating all these scenarios. I know that if you drop off here, the angels are going to come and tend to you. That's what's true. If you do this, then I'll give you all the work. He creates all these scenarios. We rationalize them in our minds, and next thing you know, we end up doing some things that we ought not be doing. It's because he is flat out slick, and so when I think about him. In that situation, and just go through the Bible and see where he has created a havoc just constantly. And Jesus have already made the statement about some people. He said, you are your father, the devil. As a matter of fact, he said, you was the devil in the beginning. And Judas was with Christ. He's seen Christ do some marvelous things, help some needy people, do some great things. Now, why would he rationalize in his mind to turn him in as a fugitive or as somebody who was doing some unjust things? Now, I can't think of anybody on the face of the earth whose intentions to do what they did was better than Jesus. Can't think of anybody. And there are people, and I've seen them. I've seen a dozen of them. If you open up your mind and admit it, you've seen them too. I've seen dozens of people who even in our churches couldn't stand to see a person help somebody or do something right or whatever. They complain about that all the time. They complain about the deacons and the elders and the preachers and things of that sort. And oh, she thinks she is something. And who he think he is? He's on the benevolent program. I have. Some of us have hung around the wrong crowd in our churches. I'm admitting that. Some of us have listened to the wrong people in our churches. Some of us have been in some conversations that we should have walked off from. And you say, well, we just don't want to embarrass nobody. We just don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. The people who are hurting your feelings don't care. Listen to me. This is a public announcement. The people who hurt your feelings don't care about you. You can't embarrass them. Quit walking around on eggs around bullies. Quit walking around on eggs around church members who don't mean you no good, who mean you harm, who don't have your best interest at heart. Learn how to walk away and don't have no conscience about how they felt about it or what you have to say. Well, you know, I have to be careful about, you know, Miss Susie, that's just the way she is. No, that ain't the way she is. That's the way the devil is, and that's where we allow her to continue to be. I know a lot of good members have been run off from churches because of big mouth Satan people. And the rest of the people just let it happen. I've known some churches have run off some good preachers because big mouth members. And this church have 12 preachers. Now, you're trying to explain to me that all 12 preachers, something's wrong with them? No, something's wrong with your membership, and you just keep putting up with it. And it's the devil's work, and some angels need to attend your church and sort of help settle some of those situations. So think about how many times you have seen the devil at work, and you either said nothing about it, or you just walked away, or something of that sort. He is busy. He is alive and well. Start accusing him of what's going on with him. Some things happen in our life. We say, "Well, why did the Lord let this happen? Why did the Lord let something happen to him?" Please get over it. Blame the devil for the things that he is in charge of. Quit blaming the Lord, because that's why the devil, he got your eyes. That's why he got your eyes going the other way, so that you can't see his devilishment, so to speak. Well, Father, we do thank you for this day, and help us to have a better vision. Help us have a better vision and recognize early when Satan is doing his little nasty stuff. Recognize early that we need to get out of that conversation so that we can do good in our churches, so that we can do good with our programs, so we can do good with our lives. Help us to see the bitterness that's going on, and it's only because of Satan. It's not your love. It's not the love that you have. Be with those who are in the hospitals, those who have cancer, those who are dealing with various situations. Be with the Hamilton family. Be with all those on our call today. Jesus love you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super-duper day.